When I return to Colorado periodically, I visit the graves of my parents and other relatives. I am reminded that I too will die and perhaps be buried in the same cemetery. I look out over the thousands of gravestones and realize that many wonderful men, women, and children have tasted life on earth and have now returned to the deep mystery of God who loved them. I realize every person's life is precious, but very different. Different joys and sorrows, successes and failures, and in the combination of choices made along the way. There will be a time for each of us, and for the earth itself, when it will all be finished. Jesus in the Gospel invites us to learn the lesson from the fig tree. There is a season of tender growth and maturity. There is a time when the leaves fall to the ground and die. The book of Daniel teaches us about the end time. It shall be a time unsurpassed in distress, since the nations began until that time. When many of us die, we will realize that we have not done all we could have done or become all we could have become. We will not be the great saints we may have admired, those who sacrificed themselves for others, promoted justice, or had a deep personal relationship with God. Our report card for our lives may indicate we receive a C or average grade, probably not an A+ or superior grade. The Church reminds us that even though we die in the love and friendship of Christ, there may still be a purification we need to endure before fully entering into the presence of God. We simply do not know how God will receive us after our death. We can only trust that God will be gracious to us even in our weaknesses and limitations. We do not know the final day of our lives, nor do we know when will come the end of the earth. We hear Jesus saying, "But of that hour or day, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." We desire to make our hearts align with the psalm verse, "You will show me the path to life." Fullness of joy in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. With confidence we pray, "O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. I set the Lord before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed." And we pray, "You are my inheritance, O Lord." The first reading from the book of Daniel reminds us, "The wise shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead many to justice will be like the stars forever." When we reach the end of our lives, we may ask ourselves whether we will have grown in wisdom. We may ask ourselves how we have led others to justice. Will we have done the best we could have with our limited options? Cemeteries are filled with the bones of the deceased. Someday we will join them. The world in which we live emphasizes the here and now. It gives little thought to what will happen after death. The scriptures this Sunday encourage us to look beyond this life, to the destiny that awaits us beyond the grave, when we are united with the risen Christ for all eternity and given by Christ to the Father.